Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Erevin, which we're going to start on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We're actually starting at the very bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we'll continue Mitz Hashem and finish up Lamed Tes as well. Mitz Hashem, we're going to be in good position for the upcoming Yomim Noraim and the days of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot that we can't do the Daf on the recording. So we begin on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom, with the words Tana Rabbanan. We quoted Tosefta, and Tosefta says, Erev Baraglov Biyom Rishon. If a person went and made an Erev by physically going to the place that he wants his focal point to be, that's of course a perfectly good way for a person to establish where his focal point is for Shabbos or Yontif. So for the Friday Yontif, he wants to create his focal point in a certain place. So it's Thursday afternoon, right before Yontif starts, he walks to the place that he wants to be his focal point. So Erev Baraglov Biyom Rishon, and that's his Makom Shvisa. That's the place where we count the 2,000 Amos in all directions from. And a person likewise can then go on Friday afternoon and Ma'arev Baraglov Biyom Sheni and go and make a new focal point on the Friday afternoon, which will be his focal point for Shabbos, which will be his tchum for Shabbos. So a person can make two different tchumim. Obviously, this braisa states that the kedusha of Yontif is different than the kedusha of Shabbos, similar to the opinion that we had in yesterday's shiur of Rabbi Eliezer. Likewise, nechal eruva biyom rishon, if a person put the eruv tchumim, he put the meals, two meals for his eruv tchumim in a certain place, so it worked for Thursday night going into Friday Yontif. So he put it out there Thursday afternoon right before Yontif started, and this worked perfectly well for his tchum for Yontif, but then it's eaten up. So then, if he's not physically at that point, that's not his focal point. His focal point will be wherever he physically is at the start of Shabbos, at Erev Shabbos, Friday afternoon. He doesn't have an Erev anymore, so wherever he is, that's going to be his focal point. Again, in other words, there are two separate days of Kedusha for the Friday Yontif and Shabbos. This is the opinion Divrei Rebbe. So this is the opinion Rebbe holds like Rebbe Eliezer. On the other hand, Rehuda Omer, we turn to the other days, Rehuda's opinion is that Harei Zeh Chamor Gomor. This is like the opinion that we had yesterday from the Chachamim that disagree with Rebbe Eliezer, that this person is stuck. Because, like we said yesterday, the Chachamim were Mesupak, so too Rebbe Yehuda over here is Mesupak. He's not sure as to whether we count them as one day. It's one long Kedusha, Friday Yontif and Shabbos, and therefore the Erev that he made for Friday continues to work on Shabbos even though it's been eaten up or even though he's not standing there. Or do we say, no, it's two separate Kedushos, and therefore you need a separate Erev for Friday and you need a separate Erev for Shabbos. So therefore, in this situation, Rav Yehuda, who parallels the Shita, the Chachamim from yesterday, says he's like a Chamor Gomel. We said he's like a donkey driver and a camel driver. Rashi in the Mishnah, Daf Lamed Hey, had pointed out that this is an analogy here, that a person leads a donkey from behind. You let the donkey go in front of you and you steer it from behind. Whereas a camel, you lead from the front and you pull the camel in the direction you want it to go. So this person who's leading both a donkey and a camel is in trouble because he has to watch what's going on in front and he has to simultaneously watch what's going on behind him. Very difficult to do. And what the analogy means is that this person is stuck. We don't know whether his Friday Erev still is in existence and therefore he's only allowed to go where his Friday Erev allowed him to go 2,000 amos in all directions. Or no, his Shabbos area, where he physically is now on Shabbos, is where he's allowed to go. He's only allowed to go 2,000 amos in that direction. So in fact, this Chamor Gomel means that he's only allowed to go in the area where the two Eruvim overlap. If they were the exact same, it's no big deal. They're the exact same. But let's say one is 1,000 amos to the left, and one is 1,000 amos to the right, so then he's going to be stuck because he's only going to be able to go in between them, but he won't be able to go at all further to the left or at all further to the right. That's the Chamor Gomel. Now, we have Rav Shimon Gamaliel, Rav Yishmael, Benosha, Rav Yochanan, and Baroka. They both say, Omrim, Erev Baraglov Barishon, if you made the Erev on the first day with your feet, Ein Ma'arev Baraglov B'Sheni, you can't make a separate Erev on the second day, because that's one Kedusha. So they're of the opinion that it's definitely one Kedusha. We'll change this around in the Gemara, but right now, their opinion, both Rav Shimon Gamaliel and Rav Yishmael, Benosha, Rav Yochanan, and Baroka, is that there's only one day of Kedusha here. The Friday Yontif Kedusha is the exact same as the Shabbos Kedusha in regards to your Erev, and therefore, wherever you made your Erev Thursday afternoon going into Friday Yontif, that's going to be your Erev Tuchumim for all Friday Yontif and all Shabbos. Even Nechal Eruva B'Yom Rishon, even if the Erev that you put out Thursday afternoon going into Friday Yontif is eaten up, Yotzi Lo B'Sheni, it's still considered that it was there at the start of your one long 48-hour Kedusha of Friday, Yontif, and Shabbos, and therefore you can still consider it as if it's extant and use that Erev even though it's eaten up at the start of Shabbos. That's what the Braisa says. Amar Rav in the Gemara in Beitza comments on this Braisa. He says, Halacha kedalet zekenim halolu. He says the halacha is like the following four zakenim, Baliba the Rebbe Eliezer, who hold like the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, Dharma Bez Kedusha saying that there are in fact separate Kedusha for Yontif and a separate Kedusha for Shabbos in regards to the halacha of Erev Tumim. Who are these four zakenim that Rav passes like? Ve'eluhain, Dalet zakenim, these are the four zakenim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmol, and it should be Benosha of Yochanan Bebroka, the two that we just mentioned in the Braisa that said, not like that. They just said in the Braisa that it's one Kedusha. So tomorrow we'll have to say, we'll have to flip that around. We'll have to change their Shita. In any event, those are the first two that Rav mentions. Then he says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the famous Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And the fourth one is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Stimsar. This is the great Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, who Rashi points out the word stimsar means whenever Rebbe often paskin like somebody in many situations stam without attributing the position to his name, so he's known as stam. So stimsar means Rabbi Yossi Yehuda is often mentioned as a stam mishnah. Don't even mention his name because Rebbe wanted to attribute the halacha to him. So these are the four zakenim. Gemara says others have the opinion that the fourth zakein was Ikud Amrei Chad Minay was Rabbi Elazar, that this was the Tana Rabbi Elazar. Stam Tana Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, and therefore you have five. So Umeifik Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Stimsar. So you remove from the list that we had previously the fourth one, which was Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Stimsar. In any event, these are the four that Rav says hold that there's two kedushos. Gemara asks the obvious question. We just brought down the Braisa of Rabbi Shimon Galil, Rabbi Shmuel, again, it should be Benosha of Yochanan ben Broka, Ifchosh Amin and Luhu. They just said that it's one Kedusha, not two Kedushas. It's Vade one Kedusha. He's telling me that it's two Kedushas. Gemara says, you're right, Epoch, flip it around. And this Braisa that we just brought down wasn't that they said that it's one Kedusha, but in fact they said that it's two Kedushas. Gemara says, Iyachi, then Hainu Rebbe. Then they're exactly the same as the first opinion. Rebbe said it's two Kedushas. Then we brought down Rabbi Yehuda, who said it's Chomor Gomel. And then, if you're telling me Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan, also saying that it's two Kedushas, so they're the exact same as Rebbe. Gemara says, you're right. Ema, V'chein, Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, V'chulei. Yeah, it wasn't that they're stating a different opinion. And also, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan, both said like Rebbe. Gemara says, so how come when Rav says there's only four zakenim, so the lech shov nami Rebbe? Why did he include Rebbe in this discussion? And there should be five zakenim, because the opinion of Rebbe is also that it's two kedushas. Gemara says, no, Rebbe tani law. Rebbe is listed as saying this opinion. However, v'lo savar law, he personally didn't hold from it. As Rashi says, uladivrei Rebbe Eliezer kamar. He's saying this is according to the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. It's two kedushas. I personally don't hold like that. So therefore, Rav didn't say that the halacha is like the fifth zakein like Rebbe, because Rebbe personally didn't hold like that. Gemara says, no, maybe Rabbanu Nami Tani Law, the Lo Sabri Law. Maybe the Rabbanu, these four Rabbanu, also, they just taught that this is what they learned from the Rebbein, but they personally also don't hold like that. So Gemara says, no, Rav Gemara Gomri Law. Rav knew that these four zakeinim held, in fact, like their stated position. As Rashi says, that Rav knew, he heard from his Rabbi, the Rabbi, the Hanach, Arbor Zakenim, Sviruluhu, Rabbi Eliezer. They all, in fact, Lamaisa held like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's two Kedushas. However, Avo Rabbi Tanila, Rabbi learned that this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, however, personally, below Sovereign, he didn't hold like this. Kinoch Navshe the Rav Huna, when Rav Huna passed away, so Rav Huna was one of the star Tamidim of Rav, so they set up a yeshiva. They used to set up yeshivas at the place where the great Tamidei Chacham died, and they would learn in their Zuchus. So Ayil Rav Chista Lemirma the Rav Adarav. So he, Rav Chista, came and he was learning there, and he said a stira that Rav seemed to have. One statement on Rav was a kasha on another statement of Rav. So he says, Miyamar Rav Halacha Gidalas Kedim. This statement that we just brought down, that Rav holds that it's two Kedushos, is that really the way he held? V'alibah the Relezah, holding like Relezah, Domer Shtei Kedushos, hey? But we learned elsewhere, the Gemara in Beitza tells us, V'itmar, we learned over there, Shabbos V'yontif, when you have Shabbos and Yontif next to each other, Rav Amar, Rav's opinion was, if you have an egg, Noldo Bezeh, Asura Bezeh. If you have an egg that's laid on, let's say, Friday Yontif, you're not allowed to eat it on Shabbos. Now, everybody knows that an egg that's laid on Friday, you can't eat on Friday Yontif, you can't eat on Yontif Friday. an egg that's laid on Shabbos, you can't eat on Shabbos. But if an egg is laid on Friday, there's no reason, Friday Yontif, that you couldn't be able to eat it on Shabbos. But Rav said, no, mustn't it be that he holds that it's one Kedusha? That's a steer to what he said over here, that it's two Kedushos. Where it says, Amarabba, Hoso Mishumachon. He says, no, the reason why you can't use an egg that was laid on Friday Yontif on Shabbos is nothing to do with one Kedusha versus two Kedushas. In fact, Rav holds like Rav Eliezer that there are two Kedushas, like the Dalet Zakenin that there are two Kedushos. But here, it's a Hachana problem. You can't be preparing on Yontif for Shabbos. Where do we get this from? The Tanya. There's a famous Sukkim Parshas B'Shalach dealing with the Mon. And it says, the Tanya, V'hoya B'yom HaShishi, will be on Friday, V'chinu Esa Shaviyu. You prepare on Friday for Shabbos. In other words, Chol, Friday Chol, Mechel L'Shabbos. The Chol, Mechel L'Yontif. And the day before the Yontif, which is a Chol, which is a weekday, is allowed to prepare for Yontif. However, V'ein Yontif, Mechel L'Shabbos, V'ein Shabbos, Mechino L'Yontif. But the Kedusha of Shabbos and Yontif are different. Nevertheless, one can't prepare for the other. So there's no steer in Rav saying over here in our Gemara that in regards to Erev Tchumim, they're considered two Kedushos. But in regards to why, if the egg is laid on Friday Yontif, you can't have it on Shabbos, it's not because it's one Kedusha, it's two Kedushos. But it's a problem of Hachana, and you're not allowed to prepare on Yontif for Shabbos, you're not allowed to prepare on Shabbos for Yontif. Abaye, however, is not happy with this explanation from his Rebbe, Rabbah. And he says, Amalei Abaye, Abaye says to his Rebbe, El Ohodet Nan, what about our Mishnah? Our Mishnah, we just learned, it said, Keis Taruo, so how should a person go about making a separate Eruv for each day? Molichin Barishon, he has to go and bring the food for the Thursday afternoon, going into Friday Yontif Eruv, out there on Thursday afternoon, he brings it there. Umach Shavalov, then he stays there with the food until after it's dark, so now the Eruv has taken effect. The note low, and since it's Yontif, he's allowed to carry it back, Ubalo, and he brings it back to his house. He doesn't need it. Basheni, on Friday afternoon, before Erev Shabbos, Bisheni Machshik Olav, he goes back to that place and stays there with the food, the Ochlo. Now, after dark, he can eat it if he wants, Ubalo, and then he can go home. He can't carry it home. It's now Shabbos. So, therefore, Hakom Mechin Mi Yontif L'Shabbos, you see that he's putting out the Erev on Yontif for Shabbos. Friday afternoon is Yontif, yet he's making the Erev there for Shabbos. So, how can you, Rabbah, say that you're not allowed to do any Hachanos from Yontif to Shabbos? Here you see, he's doing a Hachana from Yontif to Shabbos. So Rebbe, what are you going to say? So Rabbah says, Amalei Rabbah, Rabbah tells back, Abaye, Mi Sabris Sof Hayom Kona Erev? Do you think that it is the end of Friday of Yontif that makes the Erev? In other words, he's preparing on Yontif Friday for Shabbos? No. Tchila Sayom Kona Erev. It's Shabbos when the Erev takes effect. So in essence, Shabbos Mechino Liatzmo. Shabbos is doing all the work. Yontif is doing nothing for Shabbos. The fact that he's walking there and bringing the Erev, that's not considered a significant action. We'll talk about this more in a moment in the Gemara. And becoming an Erev, that doesn't occur on Friday afternoon. That occurs when it's already Friday night, when it's Shabbos. And therefore, Shabbos is Mechino Latzma. And Rabbi says, it's not a problem of Vechino Esa Shiyoviyu. It's not a problem of Friday preparing for Shabbos. Gemara says, so if that's true, if what Rabbi just said is true, we learned the other day, El Miato, if this is correct, Yarvu Bilogin. You should be allowed to take, Rashi points out, the Login Tfu Yom that we learned yesterday, Shirin Daf Lamed Vav, that Nan La'el in Pirkin, we learned earlier, Shiyamalu Menachovish Shel Tevel, that you go and fill up this jug, this container that was a Tfu Yom jug. In other words, it needs Harav Shemesh in order to be able to not be Metame any Truma that you're putting inside of it. So you put the Tevel in there, and V'omar, you say, Hareze Truma Smeiser L'Shetechshach. I want this to become the Maisa Rishon, or the table that you put in there, you want it to become separated, Hufrash, into the component Truma, or the Truma Smeiser, that is needed to be taken off, but only at nightfall. And at nightfall, now it's no longer called a Tfu Yom jug. It's Harav Shemesh, and now it's considered a regular Torah jug. And we said, Dvar V'Kayamim, that works. However, we said, V'im Amar Irvu Liba, if you wanted to use that as your Erev, L'Amar L'Klom, that's nothing. What do you see? Alma Sof Hayom Kona. You see that it's the end of the day that's Kona and not Shabbos. So that goes against what you just said, Rabbah. So that's the Gemara's question on Rabbah. El Miato Yarvu Belogin. If what you're saying is true, then you should be allowed to make an Erev with this Tfu Yom Log, and you're not. So Gemara says, no, Rabbah says, no, that has nothing to do with this din of when it becomes effective. In fact, it becomes effective only on Shabbos. And therefore, Shabbos is Mechim for Shabbos. And it's not a problem of Yom to be Mechim for Shabbos. How come in that situation, though, you can't use it? You also require that it should be effective to be able to be eaten right before Yom Tov starts, right before Shabbos starts, before the Tchum is going to take effect. It has to be effective because we don't know exactly the second that it takes effect, so it has to be effective at all times beforehand. And therefore, in regards to this login of the Tu Yom, Binyan Suda Haru'u Yom Ibod Yom, you need that to be able to be eaten even on Friday afternoon. And here, Belekon, you wouldn't be able to do that. So therefore, even though the Erev takes effect on Shabbos, so it's not a problem of Heichin Asher Yaviu, Vechino Asher Yaviu, so it's not a problem of Friday preparing for Yontif. So that's why Rabbi says that it's okay to do that, but it has to be edible in the afternoon before Shabbos or Yontif starts, and here it's not, Belekon, because it's still Logan of a Tvul Yom. So it hasn't been separated, because if you separated it, then it will become Tomei. Okay, Gemara says, if you're telling me that it always has to be edible right beforehand, Elohad Adnan, then how come we learned also in our Mishnah, which we learned yesterday, it's on Daf Lamed Ches Omer Aleph, where we said, Yom Tov, Rebbe Lezer Omer, Yom Tov HaSomach LeShabbos, if you have Yontif that's next to Shabbos, Friday and is Yontif and then Shabbos, so Beim Milaf Ne'a Beim Lachre, or Shabbos is Shabbos, of course, and Sunday is Yontif, so we said, Ma'ariv Odom Shnei Eruvim. According to Rebbe Lezer, it's two separate Kedushos, two separate days. Now, according to what we just said, you need to have that the Erev is going to be perfectly edible before the day starts. And in our situation, it's not going to be edible. Why is that? Because we're working right now with the assumption that on Friday, the person wants that his focal point is point zero. And he wants to move his Erev for Friday, for Yontif, to be 2,000 Amos to the east. And he wants, right now we're working with the assumption that he wants his Erev for Shabbos to be from his original zero point, 2,000 Amos to the west. That means that his distance where his focal point is on Friday is 2,000 Amos to the east, and he wants his focal point to be 2,000 Amos to the west. They're 4,000 Amos away from each other. And you can't travel that distance. And therefore, how could you have your Erev in one place, 2,000 Amos all the way to the right? It's not going to be edible, 2,000 Amos all the way to the left, on Shabbos. On Friday, you can't reach there. Again, he's only allowed to go from his focal point 2,000 Amos to the left. But he has to go 4,000 Amos to the left because that's where he wants his focal point to be. He's not allowed to do that. So this is a situation where he can't access it, so therefore it should be no good. But we seem to say that this is good in the Mishnah. So Rabbi says, no, you're misunderstanding the Mishnah. It's not 2,000 Amos to the east and then 2,000 Amos to the west that he wants to go Friday and Shabbos, so it's 4,000 Amos apart. No, he wants to go 1,000 Amos to the east and then 1,000 Amos to the west. So they're within 2,000 Amos of each other. That is doable. And that's what the Gemara answers. Misaris the manachle, besof alpayim amalekan, or besof alpayim amalekan. Who says it was, as I told you, 2,000 Amos to the west, and then he wants to make the other one 2,000 Amos to the east. And you can see a nice diagram of this in the art scroll in footnote number 17. No, he's not intending to do that. So he's only making it 1,000 Amma to the right of his focal point, and then 1,000 Amma to the left of his focal point for Shabbos. So therefore, the two focal points are within 2,000 Ammas of each other. Exactly 2,000 Ammas, but within 2,000 Amma. And therefore, that's what we're talking about. Lo, the manach lei b'sof elef amal lekan, or b'sof ele amal lekan, and therefore it's doable. Therefore, it's a suda haru'uyo mibod yom, and it's not a problem according to Rabbah. That's how Rabbah solves all the problems that he was asked. But we're still not happy. Where it says, there's still a problem. Elohad Dom Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Erev Biraglav Yom Rishon, if a person made an Erev with his feet, in other words, he moved to where his new focal point should be on the first day, so then Ma'ari Biraglav Yom Sheni, because this is according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, that you're allowed to have two Eruvim separate Kedushas for Friday, Yontif, and for Shabbos, so you just walk to wherever you want to go on the second day. Erev Pasav Yom Rishon, Ma'ariv Pasav Yom Sheni, he has to go, again, if he did it with bread, he has to go bring the bread, the sudos, to that place. Now, how is he allowed to do this? How is he allowed to be Ma'ariv Pasav Yom Sheni, Ha'komech Mechin Yontif L'Shabbos? Again, isn't this a hachana from Friday to Shabbos, from Friday Yontif to Shabbos? He has to walk there with the pas. How is he allowed to do that? Rabbah, you just said you're not allowed to be Mechin from Yontif to Shabbos. Here it looks like he's being Mechin from Yontif to Shabbos. Somewhere it says, no, not so fast. Amalei, me Savris, are you really telling me the Ozil, the Omar Midi? Did he actually do something? Is he actually saying something? No, he's just walking with the bread. The Ozil v'shasif v'yosif. He's just walking with his bread and he's silent. He doesn't say anything. Therefore, it's not considered significant. And whose opinion is this? Come on. Whose opinion is that if you're not saying anything that's not considered being mechin, so to say, from Yom Tov to Shabbos, it's not considered significant action? This is according to the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. What's the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who says, chetzi hefker konin shvisa? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that even an object that belongs to nobody, it's hefker. Nevertheless, where that object is at the start of Shabbos, it will now have, this object has its own tchum. Even though normally an object goes by the tchum of its owner. So if I have a fork, the fork follows my tchum. Nevertheless, if nobody owns this fork, it's a fork of hefker. So then we assume that that place where the fork is at the start of Shabbos is its focal point, and you can only move that fork 2,000 amas in all directions. So therefore, this is the opinion of Yochanan ben Nuri that says that one doesn't actually do something to create the Mokum Shvisa. It's by itself. Chetzi Hefker, Konin Shvisa. So too, I'm walking this pass to the spot, so I don't have to do anything. It gets there by my walking there, and that creates it. So it's not that Yontif is being created for Shabbos. It creates it, so to say, by itself. Chetzi Hefker, Konin Shvisa is the principle. Now, not everybody agrees with this. The Rabbanon, the Chachamim, argue with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and say no, that in this situation, a person has to go and make his shvisa. If a person's asleep, so he doesn't create a shvisa. That's the opinion of the Chachamim. So Gemara says, what about them? So the Gemara answers, Afilu Tam Rabban. No, this is not dafka only according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabba can fit in even according to the opinion of the Chachamim. Because Ad Kan Lo Pligi Rabbanan later of Yochanan ben Nuri, when did a Chacham argue with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? Only be Yoshin. That's if a person is sleeping. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, you're Kona Yeshvisa even when you're asleep. And the Chacham say, no, if you're asleep, you're not Kona Yeshvisa. Tosos points out in the bottom Tosos, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri lo amar ela biyoshin chutz l'tchum. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says this is only that he says that the person is kone shvisa when he's outside his tchum, outside his city, outside his house. Avol tocha tchum, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says if a person is within his tchum, harehu karagli anshi osu ir. And there is no machlokus on that. So Tosfos explains that because the stomach, even if a person falls asleep in the city, he obviously died to Yoska Anshi Osir. And therefore, the Chacham say, if a person takes a nap, a shluf, on Erev Shabbos, and he goes into Shabbos, we don't say he doesn't have a tchum. Of course he has a tchum. It's only when he's outside that there's this machlokus between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chacham. So therefore, the Gemara says, this is only biyoshin. And that's because a person, even though he doesn't have to make a statement, the lo matzi amar, he can't make a statement because he's asleep. However, even the Chacham Mamod, the Avo B'neyor, when a person's awake, the boy lemei marmotz yomar, if he wishes to, we could say, I hereby am kona this shvisa, with this will be my focal point for Shabbos, not my house. Since he could do that, even the Chacham say, afogab the lo omar, command the omar domi. Even the Chacham would agree with Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in that situation that you don't have to say it, you just have to be capable of saying it. So therefore, there's no kash in Rabbah. Rabbah, when he brings, said that when the person brings the food with him on Friday afternoon, and he's Kone Shvisa, it's not really being Kone Friday for Shabbos, because he doesn't have to say anything, he's not doing anything, and therefore it's not considered that Friday is preparing for Shabbos. Gemara now says, Amalei Rabba bar Rav Chonin li Abaye, Rabba bar Rav Chonin says to Abaye, I have shmile lemar hodetanya, if in fact the mar, Rabba, had heard this, then the following statement that I'm about to make, if Rabbah had in fact heard this braisa, Yehavishmir le'lemar, hodetanya, the following braisa, that it says, lo yahalech odem l'sof sadeo, that on Shabbos a person is allowed to go to the end of his field, le'damayi tzricha, to go and check out what the field needs. It needs some irrigation, it needs some planting, it needs some plowing, it needs some plucking. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So if only Rabbah had known that, because there the person's not doing anything, he's just walking, he's not making any declarations, and yet that braisa says you're not allowed to do it. So if only Rabba had known that, or Kayotzi, but was similar to that, we turn to the Yomad Aleph. If only Rabba had known lo yitayl odom al Pesach Medina, that a person is not allowed to go to the opening of the city, the Pesach of the Medina, He's not allowed to go there on Shabbos afternoon to be right ready to go into the bathhouses in that city the minute Shabbos is over. You're not allowed to do something like that, even though you're not saying anything. So lo yitayel odom al Pesach medino kidei sheikonis l'merachas miyad, that you should be able to be the first one into the bathhouse Motzei Shabbos. If only Rabbi had known that, then hodebe, he would have retracted his statement and wouldn't have been so quick to say that a person is allowed to carry his Erev on Friday afternoon to the place that he wants to place it for the Erev to be effective on Shabbos, because even though he's not saying anything, you're not supposed to do these types of things. So that's what Rabbi Bar Bar Chanin said, that if only Rabbi had known that, he would have retracted. But that, in fact, the Gemara says is not true. Velohi, in fact, Shomale, Rabbi, in fact, knew of this brisa, and nevertheless, Velo Hodebe, he didn't retract his position. Why? Because he doesn't hold that that is something that's significant. Why? Hasa Mucha Milsa. Because it all depends. The two scenarios are different. When a person's going to the edge of the Tchum on Shabbos afternoon to be right near the Pesach of the city, so he'll be the first one in the bathhouse, what in the world is the person doing over there? And when a person goes to be metayel in his field to see what his field needs, so what is the person doing over there? So therefore, it's mucha milsa, it's clear and obvious that that's what he's doing. That's why the bride says you're not allowed to do it. But in our case, when the person's walking with some food out to his place, for the place is Tchum, it's not so clear that what he's doing something that is preparing Friday for Yontif, for Shabbos. Why is that? Because people will say, eat, so if this guy's a Talmud Chacham, they're going to say he's an absent-minded professor. I mean him, Shmaiso Mishachte. He's so engrossed in his learning that he doesn't even realize what he's doing. And he's walking to this place, and, you know, he has a sandwich there with him, and he's just thinking in his learning. And they're not going to say he's doing something specific, and therefore it doesn't look like he's doing something specific, and Rabbah has no problems with that. And the Amaretz, so if this person's an Amaretz, you know what people are going to say? Why is he walking out here in the field? I mean, Chamra Irkasle. He lost his donkey, he lost his chamor, and he's looking for it. Now, you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're allowed to take care of your animals. Mechuyav to take care of your animals on Shabbos. So if his donkey's lost, he's allowed to look for it on Shabbos. So that's why they'll assume the guy is walking. So in the case of the Erev, there's no clear evidence, no prevailing obvious reason that the person is walking there, and therefore it doesn't look like Yontif is preparing for Shabbos when he goes and carries the foods there to place it down for his Erev Techumim Friday afternoon Yontif for Shabbos. But in the other cases, the person specifically going, it's obvious to people why he's going there. He's going to be by the bathhouse. He's going to check out his field to see what it needs. That you can't do. Therefore, there's no problem with Rab. Now we go back and discuss what we just said. Goof. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Erev Raglo B'Yom Rishon, if a person goes and makes with his feet, he goes to the place to make his physical presence, his Mokum Shvisa, on Erev Yontif. It's Thursday afternoon, he goes there, so it takes effect. Nevertheless, Ma'ariv Baraglo B'Sheni. He has to go back and be Ma'ariv again on Shabbos, Friday afternoon for Shabbos. Because, according to this opinion, this is Rabbi Yehuda going according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, there's two separate Kedushas, and therefore there's two separate Erev Techumim that need to be made. Likewise, Erev B'Pasmi Omishon, if he put bread there on the first day, so then he needs to go put bread there the second day. The bread has to be there the second day, Ma'ariv B'Pasmi Omsheni, if he wants that to still be his Erev Techumim, to change his location from his house. Furthermore, Erev B'Pas B'Rishon, if he in fact brought bread there on the first day, he doesn't have to bring bread the second day. Mar B'Raglo B'Sheni, if he wants to, he can bring himself there, and he doesn't have to bring bread. Again, he creates where his Malkum Shvis is. He doesn't have to place the bread there. If he wishes to go there himself, it's perfectly fine. However, but Erev B'Raglo B'Rishon, if in fact on the first day he didn't go with bread, but he went there by himself, so now on the second day, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Ma'ariv B'Pas B'Sheni, you're not allowed to go and use bread for the second day if you didn't use bread for the first day. Why? Shame Arvin Betchila B'Pas, because here it would be Yontif preparing for Shabbos. You're bringing Pas for the first time, and you're creating this Erev. You have to make some sort of declaration, and that you're not allowed to do from Yontif Friday to Shabbos. Where it says, not so fast. What are you talking about here? Erev B'Pas B'Yom Rishon, Ma'ariv B'Pas B'Yom Sheni, that's the same thing. So if you're allowed to do that, why can't you be Erev B'Raglav on the first day and Erev B'Pas on the second day? So Gemara says, no, that's different. Omer Shmuel U'Ba'osa Pas, when we said in this statement of Yehuda that Erev B'Pas B'Yom Rishon, Ma'ariv B'Pas B'Yom Sheni, it's the same bread. And therefore you're not making any declaration on Friday Yontif for Shabbos, because it's the same bread that you already declared was your Erev Techumim on Thursday afternoon, Chol, for Friday Yontif. And therefore, if it's the same bread, you're not doing anything. And the Gemara says, Amar Bashi, Daikar Nami Masnisen. Our Mishnah, if you carefully read our Mishnah, actually supports this diuk. And why is that diktonic? Because it said in our Mishnah, Ketzedor, so how are you supposed to go do to make an Erev for Friday and an Erev for Shabbos? According to Rabbi Elazar, it says it's two separate days. What should you do? Molichin Barishon, you bring your bread, your sudos for your Erev Techumim, you go and bring it there on Thursday afternoon before Yontif starts. You have to wait till it gets dark, so now it takes effect. And then, since you're going to use the same exact bread for the next day, you don't want to leave it out there because an animal might eat it. The note, low, it's yunt, if you're allowed to carry it, you pick it up, ubalo, and you bring it back to your house. And now, that's your focal point where you put the Erev at the start of Friday yuntif, which was Thursday afternoon. Then, basheni, Friday afternoon, when you want to make it that same place for your Erev Techumen to be for Shabbos, you have to go bring that same food back over there. And in this way, Ochlo, if you want, you can eat it over there once it's Friday. It's Shabbos already now, Friday afternoon, going into Shabbos. You can't carry it anymore. You can eat it over there, Ubalo, then you can return home. And that's your Mokum Shvisa. But you see that you have to use the same bread. Our Mishnah said, you take that same bread. Oh, that's a raya to what we explained, Amashvul Uba'osa Pas. No, what would the Rabbanon, Abaye and Rabba Abai Rab Chanan, who didn't allow you to do this, they said that you're not allowed to do any sort of preparations on Shabbos afternoon for Motzei Shabbos, such as we said, you're not allowed to go out to the field and be the first to see what your needs of your field are, or to go and be the first one to be able to be online by the bathhouse. So what would they say about this? It would seem that the Mishnah, they wouldn't allow you to go and carry your Erev there on Friday afternoon for Shabbos. So how would they allow that? So Gemara says, no, Dilma, Hosam Eitzah Tovu Kamash Balan. In fact, maybe they would argue that the Tana is just giving us a practical piece of advice. The Tana is saying, if, by the way, you want to make sure that you have food there for the next day, use the same food. This way you don't have to worry about preparing new food. So it was only an Eitzah Tova. They would be medayik from the Mishnah. It's just an Eitzah Tova. If you want to make sure that you have an Erev Techumim all set up, so prepare it for the first day and keep it so you'll have it for the second day. You don't have to worry about making another Erev Techumim. It's an Eitzah Tova. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah begins, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. We're talking now, there was the Amora Rabbi Yehuda. Now we have the Tana Rabbi Yehuda Omer. And it's so appropriate, he's going to be telling us a din about Rosh Hashanah. We're right before Rosh Hashanah, and we're learning. It's always so wonderful that the Daf Yomi always is appropriate for the time of the year in our lives. So Rav Yehuda is telling us now a din in Rosh Hashanah. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah Shaya Yorei Shema Tis Aber. By Rosh Hashanah, we have a different concern than we do by Yontif Sheni Shogolios. By Yontif Sheni Shogolios, there was concern that the people that were far enough away from the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't know that the Beis had declared Rosh Chodesh, and they wouldn't know which day was Yontif, so al Sveika de Yoma, they held it. By Rosh Hashanah, it's different. It wasn't a Sveika de Yoma, as we'll see, as we learn through this Mishnah and our Gemara, but there was a concern that today is the 30th day of Elul. It could be the first day of Tishrei, or it could be the 30th day of Elul. So witnesses may come at any moment and declare that today is Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, in fact, you're not allowed to do any work. It's Nisr Malacha on Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, they held the 30th day of Elul to be Rosh Hashanah in practice, because maybe the Edim are going to come and will know that, in fact, it is the first day of Tishrei and not the 30th day of Elul. So that's what Rav Yehuda is saying. Rosh Hashanah, where we're concerned, Shaya Yare Shema Tisaber, it's the middle of the day of the 30th day of Elul, but it may be the first day of Tishrei, because the witnesses will come and say they saw the new moon last night. So in this situation, Rav Yehuda says, do we have one day of Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah? We're holding 2 days. Is it one long day of Kedusha of Rosh Hashanah, or is it 2 separate days? So Rabbi Yehuda says, Ma'ariv Odom Shnei Eruvim. We consider it 2 separate days. One day is really the 30th day of Elul, and the other day is going to be the first day of Tishrei. We just don't know for certain right now, but we consider them 2 separate kedushos. And ma'ariv adam shnei eruvim, you make an eruv if you wanted for the 30th day of Elul, and you can make a separate eruv for the first day of Tishrei. And the person says, Omer, eruvi barishon, or the girsa it says on the side from the Yerushalmi is eruvi harishon. Either way, be basheni or hasheni. In any event, Ma'ariv Adam Shnei Eruvim, Eruvi Barishon or Harishon LeMizrach, I want on the first day, which is the 30th day of Elul, I would like that Eruv to be to the east of the city, and on the next day, which is the first day of Tishrei, Ubasheni Lamar, I would like that to be the second day. Or, Barishon, he says, Harishon Lamarv, I want it to be the west, Ubasheni, or Hasheni Lamizrach, I want it to be the east. That's perfectly good, because they're two separate days of Kiddush over here. Eruvi Barishon, if in fact, he says, I would want the first day to be over here, Ubasheni Kibnei Iri, then the second day, I don't want to make a special Eruv Techumim, I'll just be like my city, that's also fine. Or he says, Eruvi Basheni, I want my Eruv Techumim to be different than my house, my city, on the second day, Ubarishon Kibnei Iri, but on the first day, should be like my city. All of these are perfectly good. Rabbi Yehuda says this is fine because, in fact, one of the days wasn't really Rosh Hashanah. The other day is. We just don't know that right now. We're holding both. I'll a certain potential Shema Tisaber that the Edom are going to come. And the first day is actually Rosh Hashanah. So we'll make the 30th Elul really first of Tishrei. And the second day is the second day of Tishrei. And therefore, the second day of Tishrei is not Rosh Hashanah in this calculation. Or maybe the 30th of Elul really was the 30th of Elul. And the next day is the first day of Tishrei. But it's two separate Kedushos. That's what Rehuda says. And therefore, we can make two separate Erev Tehumims. But lo hodu l'chachamim. The Chachamim did not agree with Rabbi Yehuda. And they say, no, it's Yom Arichta. It's Kedusha Achas. It's a 48-hour single day. Because maybe it is really Rosh Hashanah today. Maybe not. So therefore, we treat it as one long 48-hour day, according to the Chachamim. And therefore, we can only have one Erev. Furthermore, the Yod, Amar Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said a similar din. Gemara's going to ask why he has to bring us the similar din. But Amar Yehuda, Mas Adam Al Kalkala Beyond Tavrishon, the person has two baskets of tevel in front of him. And he wants to go and make one of them truma and eat the other one. So, Mas Adam Al Kalkala Beyond Tavrishon, Va'ochla Besheni, and he can go and make it that he'll be able to go and eat it on the second day. So, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is either the 30th day of Elul, or it's actually the first day of Tishrei. He doesn't know. Shema Tisabet, because maybe they may come to go and declare that this really was Rosh Chodesh. The witnesses saw the new moon last night. So, he has these two baskets in front of him, and he says, I want this one to be the Truma on the other basket, and the other basket will now be Chulin, or vice versa. I want this one to be the Truma and the other basket will be Chulin. So that's what he says. And then on the second day, he can eat the one that is Chulin. He'll leave the Truma for the Kohen, but he can eat on the second day. And the first day, he can't eat it because maybe it was Rosh Hashanah, and you're not allowed to be Mafrish Trumas or Maisers on Rosh Hashanah. But the second day, Yehuda says, Mimanushach. If in fact the person declared yesterday that this was Truma, so then, if it was Chol yesterday, so then that was a perfectly good declaration. And the Truma is Hufrash. And on the second day, he's allowed to eat it because it was declared and was Mufrash on a day of Chol. And if, in fact, yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, so now he declares on the second day that today is really Chol. So now I'm being Mafrish, exactly what I was Mafrish yesterday, but it didn't work yesterday, but I'm being Mafrish it again. And Mimadoshach, it either worked the first day when he said it, or it works the second day when he said it because it's two separate Kiddushos. One is Kodesh, and one is really Chol. We just don't know. And therefore, in this situation, Rav Yehuda says, Mas Olam HaKol B'Yom Tov Rishon V'Ochel B'Sheni. Perfectly good to do this. And a third case, the Gemara says now, in the Mishnah. It says, V'chein Beitz Shenol B'Rishon. If you have an egg that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, again, we're not sure, is that the 30th day of Elul, or is it the first day of Tishrei? Teichol B'Sheni, you're allowed to eat it on the second day. On the same day, you can't eat it, because maybe it's Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to eat an egg that's laid on that day. So, on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. So therefore, you save it for the next, Mimanushach, the next day. Either the first day was Chol, so then you can eat the egg, no problem, on the first day. So you certainly can eat it on the second day. And if, in fact, the first day was Yom Tov, was Rosh Hashanah, so now the second day is not. And you can eat it on the second day, Mimanushach. And in both of these two additional cases, in the case of the Kalkola and the case of the Beitzah, V'lo hodu lo chacham, the chacham disagree and say, no, it's Kedusha Arichta. It's 1 48-hour single day, a single Kedusha. And therefore, if an egg is laid on one day, you can't eat it that day of Shabbos or Yom Tov. So the egg is laid on Rosh Hashanah. It's 1 48-hour day of Rosh Hashanah. You can't have it the first or the second day. Likewise, the Trumas U'Maisers that you were Mafrish on this basket, you're not allowed to be Mafrish them on Rosh Hashanah. So it's 1 48-hour day. You can't have it the first day. You can't have it the second day. So we have three Machlokas in over here. Between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, we have the first case, which is the Erev case. We have the second case, which is the case of the Kalkola, the basket with Trumos. And the third case, which is the Beitzah. More or less, why do we need three cases? Now we have a fourth case in the Mishnah. Rav Dosa ben Hyrkinus Omer, Ha'over Lefnei HaTeva, the one who's davening for the Omer, the Chazan on Rosh Hashanah, B'Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. So he says the following, Omer, Ha'chalitzenu Hashem Elokeinu Es Yom Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh. Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh. So he says, he mentions Rosh Chodesh as well. And he says, I'm not sure, Im Hayom, Im L'machar. He mentions Rosh Chodesh, we're not sure, is Rosh Chodesh today? Today's Aleph Tishrei, or is Rosh Chodesh tomorrow? Because today is really the 30th day of Elul. And then when he davens the second day of Rosh Hashanah Ulamachar, he says the same thing. Who Omer? He says the same thing. Hachlitzenu Hashem Elokeinu Yom Rosh Chodesh Lazeh Im Hayom. If it's today, Im Emesh. If it was yesterday, because we're not sure, is today Beis Tishrei? Because yesterday really was Aleph Tishrei, or today is Aleph Tishrei, and yesterday was really 30 Elul, and that's similar to this idea that there's two separate kedushos. So Rav Dosa ben Hyrkinus is going along with Rabbi Yehuda, along with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, two separate kedushos. And again here too, v'lo hodu lo chacham. The chacham say, no, it's one yom ha'richta, and you don't say, maybe yesterday was Rosh Chodesh, tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh. No, it's just all Rosh Chodesh. Now, man lo hodu lo. Who is this opinion? We had four times in the Mishnah that wasn't molded, the first three times to Rabbi Yehuda, and the fourth time to Rav Dosa ben Hyrkinus. Whose this opinion is this? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Rav tells us, Rav Yossi, this is the Tana Rav Yossi. Where do we see this? The Tana, because they have a braisa that says it's the Farish. Modim Chacham L'Eliezer, that the Chachamim are modded to L'Eliezer in the following scenario, B'Rosh Hashanah, Shahar Yoyari Shema Tisaber, as opposed to Yontif Sheni Shogolios, or a regular Friday Yontif with Shabbos, on Rosh Hashanah, when you have the 2 days, we're concerned that maybe the witnesses are going to come on what we think is the 30th of Elul and say, no, we saw the new moon, and they're going to make that the first day of Tishrei, and therefore we hold Rosh Hashanah all day long, and therefore, even in this situation, the Chachamim Mamod is really as that it's two separate kedushos. Marav Adav Shnei Eruvim Omer Erev Rishon LeMizrach Ubshen LeMarav or Berishon LeMarav Ubshen LeMizrach. He does the two kedushos, and the Chachamim Mamod is really as in this situation. And if he says Eruvim Berishon Ubshenik in a year, or if he says I want my Erev to be a special Erev Tchumim for the first day, and the second day I'll be like the city, the people in the city, or Eruv Ubsheni. Or on the second day, he wants this to be Zerv Tchumim, but on the first day of Rishon Kuna'iri, all of these are fine. The Chachamim here are Modeh to Rabbi Eliezer. And along comes Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Oser. So this is the Rabbi Yossi who's Oser. He's not Modeh on Rosh Hashanah. Like the Chachamim are Modeh to Rabbi Eliezer for Rosh Hashanah. They argue with Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachamim, on Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, but they agree with Rabbi Eliezer on Rosh Hashanah. And along comes Rabbi Yossi, and he even argues on Rosh Hashanah. And he says, it's Yom HaRichta, Kedusha Achasi, and therefore you can't make two Eruvs. Shemori says, I'm like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says to the Chachamim, don't you agree with me? But wait a second. Don't you agree that even if the Edom come from after Mincha, when they already sang the Shira of Chol by the Karun Tabit Shobein Habayim, so now it's too late to declare that they yonted because they would have messed up with the Shira by Mincha, by the fact that they messed up by Shachos. Okay, Nishkefela. But now they're going to mess up by Mincha too, so therefore the rabbis won't accept the witnesses, but nevertheless we make them hold that whole day Kodesh, because next year, if you see that the witnesses came late in the day, then we said it's not Rosh Hashanah, it's Chol, so then next year nobody's going to believe it, and they're going to hold the whole day's Chol, and maybe the witnesses are going to come, and they'll declare it Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Rav Yossi told the Chachamim, don't you agree with me? I'm like, Rav Yossi, yetem odim shimbo edim in amin chalom ala, shenogim also yom kodesh, ulmacha kodesh. So you see that you consider it one long day. So how can you tell me that you can make two eruvs on Rosh Hashanah? It's one long day. Don't you agree with me? We turn to the Amid Beis. The Gemara answers, the Rabbanim, what would they say? Back to Rav Yossi, hasam ki hechi delo lezule bey. No. It's not because it's one long single Kedusha, Kedusha Achas Yom HaRichta. No, it's because if, as you said, we allow you this year to not observe the rest of this day, B'Kodesh, so next year they're not going to observe it at all. They say, nah, the Edom aren't going to come. It's a waste of time. We'll only have tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. So today we can do work. So it's going to lead to a terrible Takola. And therefore, in order that they should not mezalzel on this double day, this extra day that they set up, that's why. But not because it's Kiddush Arichta. So therefore, that's the machlokus between Rav Yossi and the Chachamim, and that's the opinion in our Mishnah of Rav Yossi that says he's not molded to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we pointed out the Mishnah had three cases. We had the first case, which was dealing with Erev Tchumim. We had the second case with the Kalkola, and the third case with the Beitza. Why do we need all three? So we quote the Mishnah of Odom Rabbi Yehuda Chulei, utzricha. You need all three cases. Why do we need all three cases? Because the Ashbi and Rosh Hashanah, if we only had the first case with the Erev Tuchumim, I would have said Baha Kamar of Yehuda. In that situation, and only in that situation, does Rav Yehuda say it's two separate days. Why? Mishum de lo ka'avid midi, because he didn't do anything. All he's doing is walking to one place or putting a basket over there and saying, and not even saying, this is my Erev. So he's not doing anything. That's why maybe Rav Yehuda says you can have two separate days. Avo kalkolo, where he has to do something, he's making a tikkun, he's being mafrish trumas and maisus on day one, and says if this works, fine. If it doesn't work, then I'm not doing it. And the second, he says if the first day was a good hafrasha, then that was taking effect. And if the first day was really kodesh, so then today's chol, so now I'm being mafrish. So by the kalkala, the mechzik misaki tivla, it looks like he's really doing something. Maybe I might say, and the modul rabbanim, even Rav Yehuda agrees to the rabbanim that you have to look at it as one kedusha. Okay, that's why he has to tell us that chiddush. So that's why we need the first two cases by Tchum and by the Kalkala. No, why do we need the third case by the Beitza? The Ashbin and Hanetati. We only had the first two, Tchum and the Kalkala. You know what I would have said? Mishum delekul migzer alayu, because what could go wrong? There's no potential takala over here in the sense that, so he walked there and made an Erev Tchumim, big deal. Or he was misaking this tevil. He did it through tonight. There's no potential for trouble. However, with the Beitza, because there's a potential for a problem, maybe Rabbi Yehuda is mode, Avo Beitza, the Ikel Amigzar, but there is a potential for a problem over here. If we allow you to use the Beitza that was laid on the first day of Rosh Hashanah to eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, that could lead to a takola. What's a takola? Mishum Peres and Osher, because they could then have, if fruit fell off a tree on Yontif, that could lead to a problem. You're not allowed to eat fruit that fell off on the tree. As Rashi says, this is b'chlal gzeres peres anoshim shegazru aleim shema yala v'yitlosh. If you're allowed to eat the fruit that fell off the tree on its own, you say, "Wow, that was delicious." You may forget yourself and climb up on the tree and pluck some fruit. Or alternatively, u'mishum mashkin shezavu. The similar idea. V'yesha oshim b'chlal mashkin shezavu. Rashi says, "Meno anovim." If you have some liquid that fell, that comes out of the grapes on its own, so the rabbi said, you can't drink that because shegazru aleim mishum shema yischa. Wow, this was really good. I want some more, and you're going to forget yourself and squeeze it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. And this is a Gemara in Beitza where this is discussed. So therefore, since you might have said that Rav Yehuda would agree with the Chachamim in this situation because of either the Peres and Oshin or the Machim Shazavu concern, that's why our Mishnah has to tell us no, Rav Yehuda argues even in this case as well. Now, we learn in the Braisa, Tanya, Ketzadam Rav Yehuda. How does Rav Yehuda say that a person should go and be masna? So I already told this to outside. Here's where I got it from. Masna, Odom ala kalkola, beyond Tavisha. And a person is allowed to go and take his kalkola. He has two baskets over here. And he does his hafrashas truma with the tnai. And vochel b'shen, he's allowed to eat it on the second day. So how does he actually do this? So ha'yil fonu shnei kalkol shel tevel. So he has in front of him two untied baskets of tevel. And he says, Omer, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Im hayom chol, if today is really the 30th day of Elul, ulamacha kodesh, and tomorrow is the first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, so then now it's chol, and tei zu, truma zu. So let this first basket be hufrash as trumas and maestros on the second basket, and the second basket is perfectly now good chulin. But he can't eat it that day because maybe it's really Rosh Hashanah. And that's what he says. In fact, today is Rosh Hashanah, im hayom kodesh, so then tomorrow is the second day of Tishrei, ulamacha chol, and in that situation, I'm not going to be able to take off Trumas and Maisus today. I'll take them off tomorrow. Therefore, ain bidvari klum. I'm saying nothing. As if I said nothing, because you're not allowed to be mad for Trumas and Maisus. And then he says, v'koril l'shem, he says, since maybe today is really the third day of Elul and Chol, he calls this Truma, this Kakola, and the other one therefore becomes Chulin, Ominich, and he leaves it. He can't eat it the first day. Second day, which it either is the second day of Tishrei, or it's the first day of Tishrei. Ulamachar Omer, he says, depends. Im hayom chol, if in fact today is the second day of Tishrei, because yesterday was Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, so then, dehezu trumazu. So yesterday's was nothing. And now, I'm being mafrish, exactly the same way he did it yesterday, this basket is the truma on the other basket, which is now the chulin. And if in fact today is Rosh Hashanah, so I can't say anything right now, im hayom kodesh, but I already said it yesterday. So, ein bedvari klum today, but yesterday was chol, so it was mufrish from yesterday. And now, the Kori Ola Hashem again, he says, in case today was really chol, now is when I'm being mafrisha. So he says, this is the truma, and this is the chulin, ba'ochle. And now we can eat it the second day, mimonoshach, because either the first day's declaration was good, or mimonoshach, the second day's declaration is good, because they're two separate kedushos. And on this, Rav Yossi Oster, Rav Yossi says, no, the Braisa says the same thing like our Mishnah. Rav Yossi disagrees. And Rav Yossi holds the same thing on the 2 days of Yontif Sheni Shel Galius. So he also holds that for Yontif Sheni as well, that it's Kedusha Arichta, it's one Kedusha, and you can't separate it out into two separate days. You couldn't have two separate areas. You couldn't do this takana of the kalkala, and you wouldn't be able to eat the beitzah shenol de bazu. Now, the Gemara questions this. How about Tavia, the also lebei reish kalusa? There once was a deer that was caught by the goyim and was brought to the reish kalusa's house on the first day of Yontif. The Sid, the Yontif Rishon Shogalusa, was captured by goyim, Rashi says, on the first day of Yontif. And they couldn't eat it that day. You have to wait till Kidei Shiasu. The goyim aren't allowed to do work for you that you can't do yourself. So you have to wait till Kidei Shiasu, the amount of time it would take to have trapped it on the second day of Yom Tov. And then the Ishtachit Bo Yom Tov Sheni. And they shechted it in the Reish Kalusa's house for the second day. And they had venison, they had deer meat for lunch on the second day of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galius. Now, there were great rabbanim there. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda, they were there. Ochlu, they said, Hech to Gomer. This is perfectly good, delicious venison. And they ate it. However, Rav Sheshes was there, lo achal. Rav Sheshes refused to eat it. Why not? Now, Rashi explains, Mishum de Kosobre Kedusha Achasi. Oh, he held like this opinion that we just brought down in the name of Rav Yossi, that even in Yontif Sheni Shel Galius, it's Kedusha Achas, and that's why he wouldn't eat it. Now, on Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, Rav Nachman ate from it. He said, My Abid Lurishas, what am I going to do with this Rav Sheshes guy? The lo achal bisutabe. He didn't want to eat the venison. He didn't want to eat this delicious deer meat. So Amalei Rosheshes said, I couldn't eat it. How were you able to eat it? Because the Tani Isi had learned this brisa that we just brought down, that Rav Yossi is Oser, the Chena Yossi Oser, Bishnei Yom Tosho Golis. He holds that it's one day. Others say, Amrei Law, he said that Isi Tani, didn't Isi teach us, the Chena Yossi Oser, Shnei Yom Tosho Golis? So how can I go and eat this? It's Kedusha Achas. So how were you allowed to eat it? Therefore, I couldn't eat it. So Amar Rava says, well, what was this problem? My Kusha. Dil Mahachi Kamar, you're misunderstanding what that Braisa said. The Braisa really said, V'chein ha'yir Rav Yossi Oser, b'shnei yamim tovim shal Rosh Hashanah bagola. Rav Yossi wasn't talking about Yontif Sheni Shel Galus, he was talking about Rosh Hashanah in Galus, in Chutz La'aretz. And therefore, just like in Eretz Yisrael, they have a single Kedusha Achas for the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, so too in Chutz La'aretz. But it's nothing to do with Yontif Sheni Shel Galius. Now, we want to paskin like Rav Yossi. That's why we're saying this, because we always paskin like Rav Yossi. We learned earlier and in many other places that Rav Yossi is sometimes the only Tana that can win even against the Rabbim, because Nimuko Imo, he was always very careful and he was very exact, and therefore we often want to paskin like Rav Yossi. And therefore we're going to say, because there is no such thing as Kedusha Achas by Yontif Sheni Shel Galius, that that's not what Rav Yossi said, and therefore he was talking about Yontif Shel Rosh Hashanah Bagola, not Golios, but Bagola. So what I said, then that's what he should have said. Ihachi, Shel Golios, he shouldn't have said that. He should have said Bagola mi boile. And the Braisa was related that it was Mishnei Yom Tov Shel Golios. He should have said Mishnei Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah Bagolos. But that's not what it said. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Asi, the Bach changes this around to be Amar Rav Asi, because Rav Asi lived much earlier. In any event, to my Kush, he says, what's your problem over here? Dil Mahochi Kamar, you know what the Braisa is really saying? Rav Yossi said, V'chein Rav Yossi Ose, Isser Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Galius Kishnei Yomim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah L'Rabbanon D'Sharu. You know what Rav Yossi said? Just like the rabbis don't hold Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Galius by Rosh Hashanah, they're maskim that you can make an Erev one day for the other day. So just like on Rosh Hashanah, the Chachamim D'Sharu on Rosh Hashanah, that it's two separate days, and therefore you can make an Erev on one day and a different Erev on the second day. So Rav Yossi is saying that this Isser of Shnei Yom Tov Shel Galius is not really an Isser. Just like the rabbis are makel on Rosh Hashanah, that it's two separate days, so too, that's what Rav Yossi is saying, that you can be makel certainly on Yontif Sheni Shel Galius, that it's two separate days. And therefore, Rav Yossi is actually quite makel and not machmir. So therefore, this whole brisa, which Rav Sheshes was relying upon to say that he couldn't eat this deer meat because it was captured on the first day, and they waited Kedei Shiasu and shechted it the second day, and he held that it's one long day, so there's nobody really to hang his hat on. There's no such shita. So Ashkei Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Rav Sheshes then met up with Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Amar Lein, he told him, Tani Mar Mide Bikdushos, and he asked him, Rosh Hashanah asked Rabbi Bar Shmuel, no, what did they say in the Beis Medrash about this Braisa? And he said, Amalei, Tanina, we learned about this Braisa, Moder Rav Yossi b'shnei yom tov shel galios, that Rav Yossi is Moder with the Shnei yom tov shel galios, that they're not considered Kedusha Arichta, and they're two separate days. So clearly, Rav Yossi held not like Rav Sheshes originally learned the Braisa. So Rav Sheshes tells him, Amalei says, if you happen to meet up with Rav Nachman or Rav Chista, Iv Mishkaches Lu, with those two Talmidei Chachamim that ate from the meal, Lo Temelu Lo Midi. Don't tell them this, because now they're going to make fun of me. I'm embarrassed that I didn't eat the deer meat. I could have eaten the deer meat. And they're going to make fun of me. So therefore, I'm embarrassed that I didn't know this Braisa. That's Teretz number one. Teretz number two, Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Lididi Amalei Ameimar. In fact, this is what the story was. How Bar Tavya. Ameimar told me this was the story. There was this deer that lav itsude itzid, that in fact was not captured on the first day of Yontif and then shechted on the second day of Yontif, but it came from michutz l'tchum ubo bayom. It was that very day, and it was brought from outside the tchum. And what happened? El michutz l'tchum asa, and man diochal, Rav Nachman and Rav Chista, who ate from it, they said, Savar, they held, Haba Bishul Yisrael Zeh, Mutal Yisrael Acher. Rav Nachman and Rav Chista said, hey, they didn't even know I was here. And therefore, when they brought, the guy and brought this from outside the Tchum, they brought it for Yankel, and knew Yankel's not allowed to eat it. But another Yid is allowed to benefit from the guy bringing something from outside the Tchum. This is the Kula that the Gemara discusses in regards to Tchum, that if a guy brings it for a specific Yid, that specific Yid can't get benefit from it, because it was brought from outside the Tchum. But other Yidin could. So Rav Nachman and Chista, they said, hey, this was brought for the Reish Galusa, so he has a problem with it, but not us. The guy didn't bring it for us, and therefore we're allowed to eat it. Habab Yisrael Yisrael Zeh was brought for the Reish Galusa, Mutl Yisrael Acher. So we, the other Jews, wasn't brought for us. The guy didn't have any idea that we would be here, so we're allowed to eat it. Oman de lo achal, but Rav Sheshes, who said, no, I can't eat it. What did he hold? Savar, he held, called the Osi Lebei Reish Galusa. If something is being brought for the Reish Galusa, so then, Adait L'kul Rabban and Osi. When the person, the guy brought it for the Reish Galusa, he knows the Reish Galusa is the home for many, many, many different Talmidei Chachamim. So he says, I'm bringing this to the Reish Galusa, and any guests that he has, any Talmidei Chachamim that are there. So that's a situation where it's specifically brought for Rav Nachman and Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes. And therefore, Rav Sheshes said, he brought it specifically for me from outside the Kulam. I'm not allowed to eat it. I'm not allowed to get benefit from it. This is a great teretz, and this would explain why Rav Sheshes didn't eat it. But what about the version that we had a minute ago? V'ashchi Rav Sheshes l'Rabbi Bar Shmuel, the Amalei, he asked him, did, in fact, Rav Yossi say anything in a braisa? And it said that he holds that there is no such thing as Yontif Sheshes Shogolius, so that it's Kedusha Arichta, it's two separate days. So what does that have to do with anything? Why would we have had that whole conversation? If Rav Sheshes' reason is that Tchum has nothing to do with the 2 days of Kedusha, so then what in the world was that conversation? So Rav says, you're right, Lo Yedvar Miolim, that conversation never took place, according to this second version. With this, we conclude today's shiur.